Planck's Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, here to start the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin had to drag Greg McCoach, quick kicking and screaming, back into the studio. He doesn't normally like to talk politics, but I threatened to thrash him on the golf course next time we play golf, and he said, oh, no, not that. I'm happy to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to be chatting this hour about, among other things, the situation with Mr. Snowden. There are some very divergent views on that particular situation. I don't know if you and I share the same thoughts. Is he a hero? Is he a traitor? Is he a criminal? What have you? You know, I've heard arguments from both sides. I personally do not think he's a traitor. I know that one could argue that he did give away state secrets. Fact of the matter is, the state secrets, I believe, are probably unconstitutional. Thank God we have free speech, huh, Greg? And we can say whatever.
Absolutely.
We want. Yeah. How do you feel about this, bud?
Yeah, no, this is a very powerful issue. And, you know, we, being in our position as citizens, we don't understand all the issues that are related to security. But, you know, what the government gets away with in the name of protecting us is, you know, absurd based on the WikiLeaks guy and the Snowden individual. Obviously, just like you said, these are items that are, you know, going against the Constitution. The U.S. government doesn't want the average citizen to know about that. So in my view, I look at Snowden as a hero, even though he has criminally broken laws.
Yes, he has, yeah.
In the U.S.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. He did sign, my understanding, the man signed a contract that he would not divulge any secrets, and in fact, he did. You know, I heard listened to an interesting interview with the editor of The Guardian, the English paper, that broke this story, and her commentary was very, very interesting. She could see absolutely nothing wrong with breaking a story of this nature. Now, I know that her mandate is probably more to sell advertising than it is to engage in what I would call credible journalism, because I think that's what newspapers have gotten to say the least. But I don't really fault them necessarily for running this story either. The thing that I wonder about is, I understand surveillance, okay, but I don't understand secret surveillance. I mean, you think I'm nuts, Greg?
No. Yeah, I mean, obviously this issue has gone beyond what American citizens were told. So there's a real issue here, and, you know, my opinion, the people need to know about it. We need to understand these things. I remember talking about this issue with somebody a couple years ago, saying this had been compromised, and I was looked at like some conspiracy theorist. Now, I'm proven right. So, you know, it's important that people understand these things go on, that our government is doing all kinds of things, and they get away with so much of this by just saying, oh, we're protecting you, we're protecting you, right? And that's something that we're just going to have to come to as a society of Americans. We're going to have to come to grips with this issue that our government isn't trustworthy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know, a lot of things, we haven't talked politics for a long, long time. Used to talk about it a lot in the past, but you and I haven't personally talked politics for a long, long time. But we have some things going on right now that I got to tell you, I simply don't understand. I mean, the situation with the IRS, for example, I find that to be appalling, Greg. How about you?
Oh, terribly offensive. Just horribly offensive. And, you know, talking politics, first let me say this, you know, talking politics with a radio audience is a difficult one to do because the issues are so charged and people take very specific sides, and
mm-hmm.
It's not really a win-win to talk about some of these things.
No.
But that being said, there are important enough issues right now that need discussion, I think, to help all of us understand where we are, what's going on. I mean, if anybody who's read George Orwell's book, 1984, and you don't see the parallels with what's going on right now, wow. You know, I think you're missing the boat here.
I think you're tremendously missing the boat. You know, there are other issues, though, both positive and negative in my mind, that are going on in the country right now. I think that the news that broke yesterday regarding the immigration situation that was basically highly, highly endorsed by both Rubio, you know, pretty well-known Republican, and Harry Reid, very well-known Democrat. I think the immigration thing, as I understand it, probably makes some sense only for one simple reason. How are you going to deport millions and millions of people, man? You can't do it. It is simply physically impossible. So I would have to say that unless there's something about this that I don't understand, I think any of the Republicans who are standing in the way of passing this thing in the House are simply grandstanding. I mean, common sense is common sense, right?
Yeah, yeah. This one's a real political hot potato for sure. I mean, it's so emotionally charged. The thing that they'll have to do, that what makes it so difficult, there are people on the conservative side that I think would say, you know, we realize something needs to be done, but we can't go in the face of good people who went through the legal immigration
right.
process, took years, paid thousands of dollars to attorneys and blah, 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 to become a citizen of this country. You can't just turn the keys over to them and say, okay, automatically you get all these benefits. They're going to have to earn it somehow, in my opinion. Take on it. You can't just give away all this, because it goes in the face of hardworking, good-paying people who waited patiently to do it by the right way, the right laws, you know?
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, that particular issue is near and dear to my heart, in the sense that our youngest daughter, Stephanie, elected to move to Canada because she found the employment situation there after she graduated from the University of Montana to be a little bit better, i.e. she got a job immediately upon graduation, and she jumped through all of the hoops, spent an awful lot of money, something in the neighborhood of $10,000-$15,000, and did it legally. I have a real problem with that. And don't get me wrong, I don't approve at all, and I've been on my soapbox talking about this for a long, long time. I don't approve at all about just the blanket amnesty. But my question is, given the nature of the situation, what are you going to do? Of course you have to have some action on the immigrant's part, you know, and I dramatically, emphatically disagree with the current administration when they just are simply saying, you know, don't worry about it, it's over and done with, it's a new deal. I disagree with that, because I think what they're doing, and quite frankly, I think what Rubio is doing in this particular situation with taking the stance that they've taken is I think they're both looking to buy votes. I don't think there's any question whatsoever about that. But the bottom line here, in my opinion, is what the hell else are you going to do, Greg?
Yeah, no, you're right. There's something has to give here. And it just seems like when they want to give it all away without having them earn it, just that looks like the way it they want to do it, and it just pisses people off. In many cases, you know, those who have gone through the right methodologies of becoming citizens, or just the average citizen who just says, hey, you know, they came in illegally, they used all these services, blah blah blah, they've been on food stamps, welfare, blah blah blah. Oh my gosh, you know, let's get a grip on this and just come up with some plan that makes them appreciate it and understand what it really costs, right? Make them pay into it somehow so they earn it.
As I understand it, and from the accounts that I have read, I understand that to an extent that's very definitely the case. But, you know, the one place where I have to say, I'm not a big government guy, and our audience is very well aware of that. And, you know, in the 2012 election, to prove my point, and so that I could look myself in the mirror in the morning and not be unhappy with what was looking back at me, I wrote in Ron Paul, quite frankly, and I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't either. But the point is, big government is something that I absolutely do not believe in. But given the current structure, given the current reality of government, I would have to say that I am somewhat pleased by the fact that I may not like the organization, but I like the fact that at least in this case, we have the two parties who are working together. Greg, I appreciate you taking part in this conversation, and I also appreciate you opening the show with me in the first 2 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Going to be right back with Dan Pisani. He's got a little bit different take on this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponic systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. In the second hour, you know, we'd like to talk about politics. Dan Pisani is with me right now. Dan and I typically agree on almost everything politically. The one thing that's going on right now that I'm not really sure that I would agree with him on is the situation with Mr. Snowden. Dan and I were in California on a site visit Tuesday and Wednesday of this past week, and we chatted about this, and Dan firmly believes, for example, that what Mr. Snowden did vis-a-vis disclosing this information to the Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom was absolutely 100% wrong. I'm not sure that I would agree with that. But Dan, well, I really have to say I don't agree with that, because from the viewpoint of the Constitution, I think that what Mr. Snowden did was correct, because I think that the Constitution states that the actions of the actions similar to what the DSA is doing right now are simply not constitutional. Dan feels differently. What's it all about in your mind, bud?
Well, I think you got to start with whether we should be able to have classified anything. It sounds like a lot of your viewers don't think anything should be classified, and we should run around and divulge all of our secrets, have no secrets, and operate with our both hands tied behind our backs. That's naive and crazy. It's what this person did. He's not a constitutional scholar. I don't think anyone's going to claim that he is, and neither are we. But there are constitutional scholars on both sides who have spent a lot of time on this very subject and what the Constitution says about it and what it doesn't say about it. But we certainly don't want to be in a position where a modestly educated person decides he's the person who's going to decide what's classified and what isn't. And he made a judgment. I think it was a faulty judgment. It was a horrible judgment. He had options. He didn't use any of those options. And he put us in a position where perhaps a number of things were compromised, including how we track and monitor really bad guys.
Yeah.
And not necessarily domestic people. I frankly think they could care less domestically about individuals like you and me. But there may be some people domestically who mean bad for this country. And he's not the guy to decide, regardless of what it is. If you want to have an argument about what should be classified or the amount of classified information we keep in this country, that's a whole different thing. But this person is not the person who decides. He's got a sketchy past. He's someone who ran to China, Hong Kong, then runs to Russia, now seeks the comfort of Ecuador. These people aren't our friends. These people don't share the same positions that we do on things. These people are quite interested in sponging up some of the information that he might have. Already China today is saying that we're hypocritical because we do some monitoring, which is a direct response from 911 after we had 3,000 people killed. And they're saying we're hypocritical because that's what they do, when we don't do anything close to what they do. I mean, he just put a black mark on us, and he had so many other avenues. We have a pathway for whistleblowers. There are attorneys that specialize in this. He could get pro bono help on something this large. He could go and follow the path that we have laid out for people who want to do that. There are people in the government you can go to, and there are people that are quite interested in having some of these secrets revealed, which you could go to. And there are ways to do it. He chose none of those. And he's still in hiding. He's not a brave person. He enjoys the limelight. He enjoys being in the spotlight and making his own rules. And he's run. He hasn't come back here to face anybody. This guy's no hero.
You know, this is one of those subjects that's, in my mind, you know, there are a number of issues in this world that aren't particularly clear-cut. I'm going in the wrong direction by saying that, and that's really not what I meant to say, but there are some issues in this world that people feel very, very strongly on side A, and there are other issues that feel, and on that same issue, there are other people who feel very strongly on side B. And, you know, that's what makes this country a very interesting place. And that's why, thank God, we do have freedom of speech. Now, having said that, freedom of speech today, having said that, my comment about this situation is I believe that the monitoring, okay, that goes on, that is put in place to protect us from quote-unquote terrorists is okay. However, secret monitoring, as we discussed, in my opinion, is very definitely not okay. I think the United States has a sharp enough group of people that if we had monitoring and everybody was aware of the fact that we have that monitoring, okay, I think we could stay one step ahead of anybody, and our monitoring technique could result in exactly what secret monitoring would result in. Now, I know you don't agree with that. I'm curious.
I don't agree with that. I think that terrorists would instantly do something different. And it's important that some of this be secret. Now, it wasn't all that secret. Let's be honest with us. I didn't find any of this to be news. I'm shocked that it is news to people. After 9-1-1, we went to our government and said, hey, you haven't been connecting dots. And so we asked them to connect dots, and we put in a whole architecture to do that, and they came up with systems to start doing things like that. And they basically have given it away over time that they have done that. Now, I didn't particularly like that I knew that much, but I knew that they were gathering some of this information.
Mm-hmm.
But what they have gathered is really innocuous for the average citizen. And what we really ought to hold them responsible for, and we can through our government, is the way they structured it. They're structured in using all three bodies of government. The courts are involved, Congress is involved, and the president's involved. His branch of the administration is involved. And so now you've got all different parties that are involved in this discussion. And then we have the proof, which is that you don't see people, as we've discussed in the past, you don't see people being pulled out in the middle of the night. You don't see people going missing. You don't see this information being used in a court of law against anybody. You don't see any accusations being filed against anybody using this information. So it sounds to me like they've made pretty good use of the information and have been very responsible. And I'll be honest, I don't like this administration at all. There's nothing that they offer me, and I've been very, very irritated by the things that they've done and the ruination that they've caused. But I'm going to support them on this because I think they've been responsible in this area. You just haven't seen those types of things where they've abused that information. And frankly, I don't think they're gathering information about your calls. It's just not there. They're gathering some basic information about when they occur, who the parties are, the time the communication went. And they are able to get information by that through their computer modeling, which leads them to various things. And that's about it. But as far as people are worried about their little conversations with the government, doesn't have the time or resources to follow, that just isn't that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, from Dan Pacenti. You're going to hear more on this issue and other issues from Bob Moriarty and Jeff Deist. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a 3-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with soil, solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural, healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. In the second hour, we discuss politics. I have to say Dan Pacini is a good friend of mine. His parents are good friends of Kathy's and mine. They're nice people. This is one of the first issues that I have really, truly disagreed with him on. I have to say, I think Greg McCoach is 100% accurate in his assessment of the situation. I'm going to chat about that again right now with Jeff, of course, and also Bob Moriarty. Bob, I asked you the question, do you think Snowden is a traitor? Do you think Snowden is a hero? And I'd like you to tell our audience how you responded to me.
Okay, I gave you an example. I was a Marine fighter pilot. I was flying the F-4, and I went to Vietnam in the summer of 1968. Now, we didn't have a fighter role. We were bomb droppers, but we were bombing Laos on a regular basis. We were not allowed to write or tell anyone in the United States that we were bombing Laos. Now, you start getting into the theater of the absurd, because if you think about it, the North Vietnamese absolutely knew we were bombing Laos because they were the people we were bombing. The Laotians knew we were bombing Laos because it was their country we were bombing. The South Vietnamese knew that we were bombing Laos. The only people who weren't allowed to know that we were bombing Laos were the American public. Now, I gave the analogy of the U.S. military has now censored the Guardian newspaper. If you're in the U.S. military, they will block you going to the Guardian under the theory that the Guardian is releasing top secret information and you're not allowed to see top secret information, therefore you're not allowed to see the Guardian. Now, how you censor the internet is just simply beyond me.
Well, I noticed that it came out in the news yesterday that there were literally millions of computers in the United States that were now somehow blocked from going to certain information sources that fell into the category of The Guardian. What I find to be interesting about the situation with Laos is that that became an integral part of the cover-up called Watergate. Now, you know, everybody thinks that Watergate is just has to do with the Watergate Hotel right down the street from where you're probably sitting right now, Jeff, in Washington, D.C. But the fact that this was kept secret from the American people also played a very large role in the reason that that Nixon ended up resigning in embarrassingly having to resign, for lack of better terms. Jeff, what do you think about all of this?
Well, I know that this is an ongoing thing. Bob Moriarty mentions The Guardian, but I've had heard reports, and I've seen this in the media. I think it's somewhat anecdotal, but I've seen reports about U.S. service members stationed abroad a couple of years not being able to access sites like lewrockwell.com. And presumably that is strictly based on the content. In other words, there's some sort of radical anti-government content on a site like lewrockwell.com or freerepublic.com, I've also heard, which is kind of more of a right-wing site that's been blocked from some soldiers. And, you know, it's beyond irony. Irony doesn't even begin to cover the notion that, at least from the government's perspective, we send our soldiers to fight for liberty in Afghanistan or Iraq while we sort of limit their access to information. But it's it really is interesting how I think a lot of service members become politically energized or politically radicalized even by having served and coming home and sort of having that perspective, whereas those of us who never had to go to a war, I think it's just more trite or easier for us to sort of blather on about you know, liberty and defense and spreading democracy and these kinds of things. I think that in particular, I know that a lot of young people in the military have become huge Ron Paul fans and have become somewhat anti-war, or at least anti what we would call unconstitutional wars, as a result of having served.
Let me
raise an interesting issue here. During the last election, Ron Paul actually raised more money from the U.S. military than every other candidate combined. Now, the one thing that I learned in Vietnam is that in wartime, the government lies about everything. And I know that Al's always shocked when I say that, but literally everything the government's doing now, they're lying about. There is nothing new in what Snowden said. He's embellished some things and he's added some meat to it, but there's nothing new to it. And certainly I think the most shocking disclosure was that the FISA court, that's F-I-S-A court, made a 80-page decision, and they said that what the NSA was doing was not only illegal, it's unconstitutional. Now, the government is arguing that we can break into your house and we can steal your trumpet, and it's perfectly legal. It's only illegal when we blow the trumpet. But what they have done literally is they have more data on every American than any society has been spied on in history. And when someone decides to abuse it, a la Stalin or China or East Germany, we will become a totalitarian police state. And we know we're going there.
Well, I find it interesting, you know, when you say we know we're going there. The longer I do this program and the more involved we get in politics, quite frankly, you know, Jeff, with some of the folks you and I have talked to, whether it's Walter Jones or whether it's, you know, Glenn or whoever, the more you realize about what's going on and the more you realize about how much the American people don't know, it really truly does, for lack of better terms, become very, very disconcerting, to say the least. And I guess the question that I would have for you guys, because you're a lot more politically savvy certainly than I am, but how long has all this stuff been going on?
I mean, it's been going on forever, but it's just the means. I mean, look, you know, everybody knows that the government has this voracious appetite to know about what we're doing. It gets very uncomfortable when Edward Snowden comes along
and tells us about what it's doing. But look, if J. Edgar Hoover in his day had had the means at his disposal via the internet, via cell phones, via phone records, via satellites, via drones, via modern eavesdropping equipment, wiretaps, whatever it might be, I mean, absolutely he would have used it. You know, the government's appetite hasn't changed. It's just the technological ability, I think, has changed dramatically.
What do you think, Bobby?
You just raised a really great issue, and that being the FBI. There's a fabulous book put out by Tim Weiner called Enemies. It's a history of the FBI. And J. Edgar Hoover was using everything in his power to spy on his political potential adversaries. And he literally blackmailed everybody that he could to keep power. Now, that is exactly what's going to happen. Somebody's going to realize, and there are stories out, that Obama was spied on. We certainly know that U.S. servicemen who were calling their wives and girlfriends and having sex conversations, those were spied on, and it was a source of great humor among the people at the NSA. We have given literally total power to the government, and that cannot be a good thing. That can only be a bad thing.
Well, you bring up a really interesting point. And, you know, Jeff, I think that this all goes back to the Ron Paul philosophy, the Ron Paul philosophy being that big government really is not a good thing. And I have to say, I agree with that 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a real quick break here for our stations to air their commercials. We're going to be back, and we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to talk about things like Bob and I and Jeff are going to talk about things like, for example, the passage of the immigration bill in the Senate, among other things, and then maybe shed some new light on what's going on with the IRS situation. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. I'm Al Cornell. Appreciate you joining me. Jeff, bring us in this time, will you, bud?
Now, it's interesting talking about the Snowden situation and talking about big government. We're going to switch now to another big government topic, and I would say it's not a market phenomenon, what's happening in this country with respect to immigration. I'm sure you've heard that the Senate this week passed by, I think, about a 70-30 margin, the big immigration bill. Rand Paul voted no, which was interesting to me. I see that as a clear sign that he is triangulating with Republican voters and Republican primary voters. He's been visiting a lot of the early primary states like South Carolina and Iowa, so there's no question in my mind that he's running and that his no vote was based at least in part on the fact that he's running. But I'd really like to get both of your thoughts. Bob, I know that you've been looking into the new immigration bill and sort of comparing it to the Obamacare bill in the sense that it's massive, and the senators and the members of Congress have not read it, in fact.
Well, here's what we got. If you go back to when you were in junior high school, you probably had a semester or two of civics, and they talked about the three forms of government, the executive branch and the judicial branch and the legislative branch, and the House is responsible for bills that spend money, and they have to be voted on the House, and then they go to joint committees, and the Senate reads the bill, and they argue about it. Well, it's all bullshit, okay? That United States no longer exists. There wasn't a single congressman or senator who read the Patriot Act, and as far as I'm concerned, that's an act of treason. It is treason to pass a bill that is that significant and never read it. The Obamacare, nobody read it. They didn't even print the damn thing. The same thing is true. And what is this, 853 pages? Okay, it would take you a week to read it. Nobody's read the thing. There are some provisions in there that are absolutely absurd. For the people who are going through the process of becoming legal Americans, they actually have priority on jobs over Americans. So we're going to make the illegals legal, but we're going to do it by taking jobs away from Americans. Now, I'm going to tell you what we need to do is step back for just a minute. We have to look at what the real problem is. The real problem is government is too damn big. Government is a cancer, and it feeds off money. And the reason they like fiat currencies is they can print until the cows come home. Within the next 6 months, we're going to have a total, absolute meltdown of the financial system. because we have $638 trillion in derivatives, and those are bets, and the entire world is collapsing financially. It's a slow-motion crash, but the Obamacare and the immigration bill are absolutely typical. It's end of empire. We have too much government. We need to slash government by two-thirds or more, and we need to start all over again.
Well, Jeffrey, what do you think, bud? You know, you've spent a lot of time on the Hill. You're still very involved in politics. You know most of the players. You think Bobby's nuts here?
Well, there's no question. I would say that the currency issue, the monetary policy issue, and the debt is the biggest threat facing America. And so it's sort of interesting that we're rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, so to speak, with, you know, worrying about immigration. But look, I think it's all part and parcel of the same problem. I think it's all symptomatic of big government. In other words, a lot of people on the free trade libertarian side say, well, you know, we should have no immigration restrictions because that's a market-based phenomenon. In other words, immigration is sort of a factor of supply and demand. But I think in today's America, I don't think that holds true for a variety of reasons. One, first of all, we cannot deny or ignore the welfare state inducements, which there's no question that first and second generation immigrants rely on at a much heavier per capita rate than the general population. And number two is I think we can't ignore the sort of market interventions that make America attractive to immigrants, sometimes with respect to, you know, minimum wage laws, regulatory factors that just make it easier for people to hire cheap immigrant labor, perhaps under the table, even, you know. Look, we all understand that most of these people are hardworking. Most of these people came here to try to improve themselves. And, you know, you don't see a lot of folks who were born in America who are unemployed down outside Home Depot every morning at 5 a.m., right, hoping that someone comes and picks them up for a painting or construction or moving job. So, you know, it's a very, very tough question. But like most tough questions in America, it was created in large part by government, and it will only be made worse by more government. The solution is obviously unraveling some of the government we've got.
The question I would have to ask both you guys, I mean, you know, we feel the same way about the magnitude of government. But the question I got to ask is, you got millions of these folks in the United States. Bob, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Now, I'm not a true libertarian. If you're a libertarian and you think there should be no government, you need to move to Zimbabwe because they have no government in Zimbabwe and there is no rule, there is no law. You need some law. But at the same time, the guy that I flew with in Vietnam raises Christmas trees in North Carolina. And if all the illegal labor was booted out of the country or thrown in jail or turned into legal labor, he wouldn't have anybody to raise his Christmas trees. It's a multi-dimensional issue. There is not a simple solution to it. Government has created a monster, and I'm not sure what the solution is. I just know that when they pass an 853-page bill that nobody's read, that's going to be an abomination.
Yeah. Well, I have to say that's an interesting point. You know, my stance, and I discussed this earlier with Greg, my stance is I applauded the fact that in the Senate, anyway, on this past week, that the two sides seemed to work together. Okay, as you said, it was 70-35 or something like that. But I applauded. Now, I am not anywhere close to being a supporter of big government. You know that. Our listeners know that. I'm also not a supporter of the current organization, as ineffective as I believe it is, to at least not make an attempt, you know, the two parties to work together. I'm not condoning big government by any stretch of the imagination, but all I'm saying is, you know, come on. You got a system. If you want to change the system legally, you can't do that overnight. If you don't believe, you know, if people share our philosophies, that's great. You know, that's wonderful. But because we believe that we're right. But the fact of the matter is, if you have an organization in place, for God's sakes, let's just come to some agreement and not just sit and really waste taxpayers' money by sitting and arguing with each other.
Well, fair enough, but the problem is that you can, no matter what the government tells you or what the current crop of politicians tell you about this particular immigration solution or fix, you can never tell what that'll morph into 5 or 10 or 20 years down the road. I mean, we've been told this before,
right,
in the 80s. You know, you can never sort of imagine what legislation might morph into. So that's how liberty's lost. It's lost piecemeal, drip by drip, and the totalitarians on the left, you know, they have the patience to let that happen. Liberty, I'm afraid, has to be reclaimed radically and with great strides. It can't be reclaimed drip by drip. So, I agree. Let's say there's 15 million folks in this country. We're not going to deport them in mass. I wish I had an answer for you, but I think the best answer would be to get the government out of the way and let slow attrition happen for people who are not interested in working, and people who are interested in working would just become productive folks.
Well, I mean, I can't disagree with that comment at all, and I think indirectly. Go ahead, Bobby.
Let me interject this. The United States is a country unique in world history. We're a nation of immigrants. We were founded by immigrants. The strength of the United States has always been immigrants. So I don't think that a bald across the board or anti-immigrant stance makes any sense whatsoever. They are hardworking people.
Sure.
But government is too big, and government is not the solution. Government is the problem.
I have to agree 100%. Government is not the solution. Government is very definitely the problem. Too much government, I think, there are too many detrimental effects from too much government. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that this show, particularly this week, is a real testament to something that I thank God we have, and that is called free speech. There are a lot of environments around the world where you can't have these type of discussions, and you can't have discussions like this. I would maintain that that does nothing other than raise the level of ignorance of a society. Thanks for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.